the only way we train our children to pray is to pray with them.
In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live, we have to learn to think spiritually. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today with my sister-in-law and my good friend, Lovelace Howard. We've been talking about the spiritual training of children. And Lovelace has given us some wonderful guidelines about how to get started with regular family devotions, even with very small children, reading Bible stories. And if you teach your children the Bible and give them a vision of God, then you're going to have to teach them to pray, aren't you?
I think so, because we want them to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We don't want to cram their little heads full of a lot of knowledge that they don't know what to do with. So I believe the two go together, training in prayer and also worship and obedience. But we're going to talk about the prayer today.
Okay. How do you start? What age would you start?
Well, I should think we could start before they're born, even praying for them and over them. That was my first instinct when my daughter was put in my arms, was to thank God for and to pray. And praying at bedtime, even before they can do anything about it, I should think we start right at the beginning. But, of course, by the time they're a little bit older, we want to be training them and giving them good words to use as they pray. With little children, I think we have to be very careful to help them learn to pray without destroying unnecessarily that godly unselfconsciousness of childhood. So we want the prayers to be very, very simple. I've come up with a little structure of prayer for little children that I think we can pray the rest of our lives. Four prayers that a little two-year-old can begin with and never have to give up. Thank you, God. I'm sorry, God. Please help me. Please help those I love. We're giving them the structure and not leaving the child to rely on the unpredictable moment of inspiration. But the child, by filling in the blanks, is able to respond in the prayer in a way that fits the age and stage of development and spiritual maturity, if you can say that, of where they are. But it's not a kind of prayer that they'll have to jettison later because it was immature or not really quite true. I think when we try to get things too simple for children, sometimes we end up with them not true. But this is true. And it can grow and expand with them.
Would you begin by suggesting to a child some of the things he could thank God for, or would you just expect that the child would think of those? Can you elicit them in any way?
My imagination would be, and I have to confess I don't remember every detail of how we did this, but my imagination would be that before the child is even praying, I'm saying at their bedside, "Thank you, God, for the sunshine. Thank you, God, for my dinner. Thank you, God, for my new baby brother." Mm-hmm. I will say right now, before going any farther, the only way we train our children to pray is to pray with them. More than any other training we give them, it's something we do together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you were saying the kind of things that you would be praying over your child, I thought of that very simple children's hymn that we actually used to sing in public school. I went to a public school where it was required that we say the Lord's Prayer and sing a hymn and read the Bible every day. And I remember in the first grade singing, "Father, we thank thee for the night and for the pleasant morning light, for rest and food and loving care and all that makes the world so fair." And then it goes on to your third suggestion here in the structure, help me to do the things I should, mm-hmm. to be to others kind and good in all my work and all my play, to be more loving.
Yes.
Every day. Very simple childhood prayer. What about that second item in your structure? I'm sorry, God.
I think even with a very little child, we can help them fill that blank in. And that prayer probably doesn't wait till bedtime. When a little child has disobeyed or hurt someone else, we just set the pattern for them by offering them the words, I'm sorry, God, I did this. They may start with saying sorry to us, but we want to turn them very quickly into saying sorry to God. I'd like to say that I also grew up on that little song.
Did you?
Yes, and I think singing a prayer with a very little child is an excellent idea. We sang Jesus, mm-hmm. Tender Shepherd with our little children.
Can
I
you?
Had not grown up on that, but Tom had.
Can you give us the words to
you
that
know,
one?
I'm not sure I can. That's why I hesitated.
Well, I can help you.
Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me, bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me, keep me safe till morning light. May my sins be all forgiven, bless the friends I love so well, take us all at last to heaven, happy there with thee to dwell. I do remember it.
Yeah,
it's very natural to little children to mm-hmm. sing a prayer at night, I think.
And it's such a wonderful help to that vision of God that you're talking mm-hmm, about, that he mm-hmm. is a tender shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a beetle-browed, long-bearded old man up there looking down for somebody that's doing something bad, but he is a tender shepherd who blesses his little lamb. And the thought of being his little lamb was always very comforting
mm-hmm.
to me.
Me too. I loved it.
So you teach a child that when he has something for which he's sorry, that he needs to say, I'm sorry, Mama, or I'm sorry, Jane, his sister,
mm-hmm.
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then it's also appropriate for him to tell God that he's
yes,
sorry.
I think so.
Because
certainly.
God has been displeased, if,
yes.
if the other person has been
yes.
displeased.
Yes.
Then what about the third item, help me?
Well, whenever a little child needs help, then I believe from the very beginning we need to direct them to ask God for it. When we get into school-age children, I think we need to be very careful about what we do direct them to ask God for. But with very little children, help me to obey my mommy. Help me to wait patiently for something, whatever the child needs. I myself would concentrate on these hard moral lessons, almost. And particularly as children get older, I would avoid asking God for things that make God appear some kind of a heavenly grandfather via which you can circumvent your parents' judgment. Perhaps the parent cannot afford to give the child something. I wouldn't want to encourage them too much to say, oh, well, my parents can't give it to me. I'll ask God for it. But I think there is that attitude sometime.
Yeah.
I would want to be encouraging them to ask God to help them do what they need to do. Help me do the things I should, just like that little prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to make that more the focus mm-hmm. than something I want that my parents can't provide.
And again, I'm reminded of what you said, of how important it is that the parents know how to pray.
Mm.
And a lot of parents nowadays have not been trained in this, and they feel as if they wouldn't have the slightest idea how to pray out loud themselves, let alone
mm-hmm.
teach a little child to pray. But as you said, this four-point structure works for the rest of your life.
I think so.
And so if a parent comes and says, look, I really do want to train my child spiritually. I don't feel as if I got much of this in my own background. I don't really know how to pray very well. It would certainly be a wonderful place to start. And I think of how, because I was trained, it's very natural for me to say, help me with anything
yes.
at all. Last night, I got my car stuck in the snow and I shoveled and tried and rocked it and did everything I could think of. But each time I did anything, I kept saying, help me, Lord, help me.
Yes.
And finally, the help that he sent was my next door neighbor. You know, he did not work a miracle,
yes,
but he sent my next door neighbor. But that's natural to me. And if it's not natural for parents, they can learn by just starting with this simple structure, can't they?
I think so. And I certainly learn valuable lessons in prayer, actually praying at my child's bedside.
Really?
Very definitely. What I call open-ended prayers. We're so tempted to put an 8-10-year-old child to bed with a prayer, and then now everything will be all right. And my son and I found we had to pray prayers that left open what God was going to do. When he was frustrated with his math, or unhappy from sitting on the bench all season, or mad at a teacher or a friend, and I didn't know any more to say or anything to do, I began to kneel down by his bed and lay it out before the Lord in words of one syllable and ask for grace to help us in this need and say amen. And I couldn't tell God what to do in prayer. I just had to bring him the need and kiss my son goodnight and wait to see what God would do. And that was very new to me. I wanted some kind of a guarantee that would make him go to sleep, for one thing, and quit worrying about it.
But you were giving Charles the message that God is in charge here, and God can do something about it.
But we don't know
exactly what the best thing is, but we're willing to put it in his hands.
Absolutely.
And it's so important to put it in his hands, isn't it? That really is the essence of prayer.
And learn to wait.
Learn to wait. Certainly one of the most important and probably most difficult lessons of prayer. Thank you, Lovelace. And we'll be talking some more about teaching children to pray.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.